You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 117. And today, let's get you set up with one of the best list building strategies out there today. We're going to turn your video into a client attraction magnet on YouTube. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. I'm your host, Melanie Benson, and today we're going to dig into the world of YouTube. And I'm excited to bring you today's guest. I've been working with her at the Women Speakers Association as part of the board and leadership team, and man, she has been turning up the fire over there for their YouTube channel. And I asked her if she'd come and share her tips with us. So get ready, get a pen, get some paper, get ready to take some great notes and fire up your YouTube channel so it becomes your best list building magnet. But not only that, there's another little hack around YouTube. And I've noticed that it's a powerful way to turn you from invisible to a sought after expert in your field. If you want more clients, you want to grow your impact, you want to elevate your income, you need to move from best kept secret to well sought after expert. And I want to share one more resource before we dig in today. I want to let you know about my free training, Own Your Bold. Now, this 5-day free training is available at ownyourboldchallenge.com. And here's why you want to go over and enroll today while it's absolutely free. First of all, you need a strategy to stand out above your competition and position yourself as a credible and powerful expert in your field. But most importantly, we need to do this with a lot more ease and grace. So a lot of people are making this process so hard that they don't want to take their business to the next level. So let me help you prioritize, make it easy, shift that mindset so that you already are a leader and taking bold action in your business with my 5-day free training, Own Your Bold. Go over to ownyourboldchallenge.com, sign up for the course, and get ready to skyrocket and accelerate your business success. Now, let's start learning about YouTube. Welcome, everybody, to another insightful. Today's going to be very insightful. We're talking about YouTube and how to turn YouTube into one of your best list building strategies. I'm so excited for today's episode. Let me introduce you to my friend Paige. So Paige Wilhide is a comedian, a director, a producer, a video strategist who just loves working on all sides of the camera. She started producing short-form promotional videos from her fourth-floor walk-up apartment in New York City. But before she knew it, she had built a video marketing and production agency, creating hundreds of videos for her clients. And as Paige evolved, so did her company, Paige Media. She now lives in Los Angeles and teaches entrepreneurs how to get over their camera fright and build massive online influence. Her signature course, Lights, Camera, Crush It, is changing the game for entrepreneurs who want to grow their business with video. In addition to her obsession with video and YouTube, Paige also loves doing and watching improv comedy, hosting murder mystery parties, and working on her tennis game. Paige, you never cease to amaze me with your very eclectic and very cool set of hobbies and interests.
That's how I keep it interesting, Melanie.
Oh my God. And you just got back from a really long trip to some cool place in the Caribbean, right? Or was it the Bahamas, something like
that? It was Florida, but like it feels like the Caribbean. It was in Key West.
Oh, got it. I was almost near you. I was down in Tampa for a little while. And let me tell you, it was muggy and it was humid and it was snowing at home. In our neighborhood, in LA, which it never does.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Isn't that wild that that's happening? Oh gosh.
Yeah, we have no global warming. It's not really an issue.
Yeah, right.
So I have been wanting to talk with you about YouTube for a while as I've been getting to know you, which, you know, your video stuff is amazing. And I am a firm believer that video is really, it is where it's at in terms of client attraction. But then like when you twist it in, you pull it into YouTube and what you're doing with YouTube and some of these marketing strategies, it's so exciting. I love YouTube. I love what people are doing with that. But let's talk about how you got here. how did you get from being a comedian, a director, a producer, to helping people with video and their getting on YouTube?
Yeah. Oh, it's been a journey, I'll tell ya. So I started back in New York City, and it was probably around 2011. And I was acting. I moved to New York to be in musical theater. And so I was acting. I was doing the make ends meet kind of lifestyle, working in restaurants, babysitting in the morning, like going on auditions, doing it all. And I just needed something a little bit more reliable for as a source of income. So I started doing some like marketing for this accountant. I was running his Facebook, his Twitter, like writing, doing some copywriting and social media growth for him. And one day he asked me, you know, he's like, I like what you're doing, Paige, but do you have any other ideas of ways that I can grow my business and start attracting this younger audience, this young professional creative audience? And I was like, well, YouTube's really hot right now. You could try that. And he's like, great, do it. Do it all for me. So I started just shooting these little tax videos. I knew nothing about taxes, but I would write the scripts and he would approve them. And I started shooting these videos from my fourth floor walk-up apartment and putting them on YouTube and just watching them grow and watching them get a lot of attention and comments and people wanting to watch the next one. And so it was so much fun for me. It's like I accidentally stumbled upon this passion that I had for video. So I started doing it for other people. And I grew from there. I grew a production company and agency, and we helped clients produce the videos, make really great videos that were targeted to their audience and had a really strong marketing message in them, and really helping them achieve their marketing goals with video. And then as I started evolving the company, what I saw was it wasn't just like one or two promotional videos that people were looking for. And it wasn't just like two videos a month that people wanted to put out on YouTube. It started, the demand for the quantity started growing. So I started producing, you know, 10 videos in a day rather than just the one. And so we were growing the quantity of videos that we were making for people. And I was like, there is something here. There's something here in making a lot of content to tell an overall story with video.
So I'm fascinated by YouTube in general, because I find it to be it's almost like it's its own echo center, right? Or ecosystem, I should
totally
say.
Totally.
And it's almost like it's a search engine in itself. I know I've seen people that are complete nothing, no one knows about them, become overnight YouTube sensations and turn into online celebrities. And then I've seen people put a lot of stuff up on YouTube and it like do nothing. So why do you think YouTube is such an important marketing platform today?
So YouTube is owned by Google, and Google is the number one search engine and YouTube is the second. So basically, there's this whole monopoly on the search engine space, and Google and YouTube own it. So if you want to be in front of people when they're searching, if you want to show up as results on this list of searchable things, you gotta be in that space and you gotta be on YouTube. And as we all know, people are more likely to consume video content than they are to read a long article. So it's just more attractive to have a video. It's more compelling for an audience or for a viewer to come and click a video and watch it rather than reading a post with a bunch of copy.
And why YouTube versus something else like Facebook, with video being so important on Facebook? I'm always curious, like, why YouTube versus Facebook?
Yeah, well, YouTube was the original platform for video content creators. And something really unique about YouTube is they really take care of their content creators. So once you get to a certain point with creating your videos, it's YouTube will help you. They help you with the ads. They help you. They can help finance your productions. So YouTube is really all about community. It's a community built place. And Facebook is kind of catching up to them with this Facebook Watch feature that they're implementing, and they're sort of creating their own kind of YouTube space. But at the end of the day, YouTube is a search engine and Facebook is a social media platform. So when people are searching, they're going to YouTube or they're going to Google and their YouTube videos are showing up there.
Hmm. Yeah. And I guess if Google owns YouTube, it would make logical sense that you search for something in Google, and if there's a YouTube video for it, it's going to pop right up at the top of the search engines, right?
Yep. And there's that videos tab. So if you're specifically looking for something visual, if you're looking for a how-to that has to do with like constructing something or making something or building something or a tutorial that you need to watch your computer screen for, you're going to want to see a video rather than going through the step-by-step process and reading a bunch of instructions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love videos. In fact, I've never said this out loud before, but oftentimes I'll do my yoga classes from my favorite YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
Yoga with Adrienne. I mean, she's like got her big start and she is amazing. Yeah, I love her YouTube channels. And I think that's really what we're saying here is like you can actually create content followers that love your stuff and want more because they track your channel on YouTube. So let's dig into a little bit more about how YouTube really works and what we need to know if we're going to use YouTube, because I think, you know, there's channels and there's all these different little nuances to YouTube that are very different than Facebook and some of the other platforms.
Yeah, totally. So some of the things that I tell people up front is to get your channel together. Like make it look like you, get it branded, make sure this is like your calling card. This is like your business card, right? So make sure it looks good and make sure it reflects who you are and what you stand for. So I think that's super important. And then one of the things that YouTube it really focuses on and what they want to do is they want people to stay on YouTube. They want to keep an audience there. So when you dig into like what video content you're creating, you really want to create stuff that is going to keep people on your channel, keep them watching, and then get them to start binging you. So that's like step one is get branded. Step two is to like create great content. And then step three is to move people over to the other great content that you have. So you're like, you can actually create your own like Netflix, you know, like people can binge you.
Oh my God. I love that you said that because it's true. In any channel, you can literally sit there and just binge through like a whole bunch of episodes and shows. And I mean, you know, is there kind of an ideal time frame that you would make your videos on YouTube? Because I know that's all over the board too in terms of people's feedback.
Yeah, you mean like length of videos?
Yeah.
So there is a video that I encourage everybody to create. And this is called a YouTube trailer. So this is the intro video to your channel. It is created specifically for a YouTube audience. So you can actually speak to them as if they are there to subscribe and watch more of your videos. But that's a YouTube trailer. And what I recommend for length of trailer is like 90 seconds to 2 minutes. Keep it short because these are generally cold leads. Like they're, you know, when we talk about, if we're talking about them as potential customers, potential clients, right? They're cold leads that are coming and watching this very, very first video. This is their very first exposure to you. So if you keep it short and sweet and tell them what they're going to get out of it, what value you're offering in the rest of your videos, they are more likely to subscribe and then watch the rest. So I'd say with the YouTube trailer, keep it short and sweet. Now with the other videos, because you're creating searchable content, you really want to infuse these videos with value. So having something where you're, you know, in the title, it's three tips for staying healthy this holiday season, right? That would be a great searchable video title. You would give them three tips within that video. And as long as you continue to deliver content, and as long as you're not like totally repeating yourself and filling it with a bunch of fluff, they will keep watching up to maybe even like 10 minutes. It really, like, it depends on how warm your audience is, how in love with you they are, like how hungry they are for this information. And the more you create, the more you'll learn these things and you'll be able to tweak it.
Yeah, that makes it pretty simple. I like that. So let's talk about how we can make YouTube this ideal list building strategy.
Yes.
Like, what do we have to do with these videos? Because what I want to do is, like, I want someone, as you're listening in today, like, I don't want this to be a nice idea. I want you to leave with at least one way you could actually make a video, start putting stuff on YouTube, and start feeling results. Like, I want that amplification is all about results.
Totally. And I'm such a big fan of actionable stuff. So yeah, I totally want to inspire everybody listening to go to your YouTube channel if it already exists, and then create one if it doesn't exist, but go to your current YouTube channel and like rework one of your videos to try to optimize it for list building. So in order to do that, how are we going to do that? Well, there's a couple different things you can do. First of all, always recommend putting your opt-in, your lead magnet, right in your description. So you write your description up top in the very first like paragraph, or you know, the top of your description. And under that, you're going to put all of the links to all of the things that, like, ways that they can connect with you. So you definitely put your freebie in there, put your opt-in, have them, you know, make it juicy, whatever copy you use to make it super juicy and clickable, put it there. Now, how are they going to click this if they like don't really know you and they're not like super into it? A really great thing that you can do, and you can start doing this when you're shooting your videos, like when you're scripting your videos, put these things into your script so that you're actually talking to your audience. So in your script of your video, have people comment while they're watching the video. Have them say something. And that can be as easy as your unique hashtag. You can tell them, hey, if you are interested, or you know, if you're somebody who has a workout plan, or you want to lose weight this holiday season, put hashtag boss lose weight down below, whatever it is, you know, like that's just an example. But make sure that they are able to engage with you throughout the video. Then once it comes to the call to action, which is the place where you're going to tell them, hey, download my guide for being healthy this holiday season. And then they can click on that. They'll download your guide. Boom, they're on your list. So by infusing, like planting little seeds within your YouTube video, and having them stay engaged, stay with you, like start becoming part of the conversation, by the end, they are so excited and just want whatever it is you have, and they're invested in you already.
I love it. Yeah, and I think it's really great because not all social media platforms allow you to really have those clickable links in a really meaningful place. And I think this is one of the wins of YouTube, is that you can actually put it right in the description and not lose any traction. They're encouraging it rather than discouraging it.
Totally, totally. It's really, that's why I love YouTube. Like, they really do support their creators, and they want their creators to build their businesses with these videos and using this channel. So being committed to building a YouTube channel and like actually using it to build your list, is it's only going to benefit you.
Mm-hmm. I agree totally. So let's flip this around, because I think the other mystery that tends to get people overwhelmed and maybe put a lot of effort into something and not see the results is, how do you get eyes on your content once you've published it in YouTube?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different ways to do this. So if you are really focused on YouTube and using YouTube as your primary strategy, you are hopefully putting out one video a week, if not more. So two videos a week, maybe even three, doing some live videos on YouTube. So really using YouTube as your primary platform. And then focusing on all the other social media channels as the secondary platform to drive the traffic to YouTube. So what I would do is I would take a couple different clips from my YouTube channel and or from my YouTube video, and I will put them on Instagram and I'll share them on Instagram. I'll put the link to my YouTube channel in the bio and be like, have you gone over there and subscribed yet? Because this content is hot and you definitely want to be there. So that's one way to use Instagram. You could do the same thing on LinkedIn. For LinkedIn, I would say take one of your tips and edit that out so that you're actually like bringing value to LinkedIn and post that on LinkedIn, tag some people in it, be like, you would be interested in this, or you talk about this a lot. Go over to my YouTube channel and subscribe if you want more information or if you want to follow me or get see more of this stuff. For Facebook, same kind of thing, except I will usually on Facebook post the whole video. I don't really find that Facebook drives a lot of traffic to YouTube. It's just they're sort of their own monsters, their own beasts, and they have their own intentions of keeping their audiences there. Mm-hmm. But you never know. Like I would recommend you link to YouTube, but you definitely want to post natively on Facebook because, mm-hmm. and that means just uploading your video directly to your business Facebook page and sharing it that way because I've actually tested this before. I've like linked a video from YouTube and then I've uploaded that same video right onto Facebook. And of course the Facebook video gets thousands of views and the one that I linked from YouTube maybe has like 10. Mm-hmm. So you really want to try to post your videos natively to Facebook.
Mm. Does it matter with YouTube if they're native in YouTube?
Well, with YouTube, it's like the hosting platform of the videos.
Got it.
So yeah, you would just like put them, they just live there.
Got it.
And for some people, maybe YouTube isn't your primary platform and you do videos, but you focus in other places, still upload those videos to YouTube. You don't necessarily have to feel like you have to drive traffic there, but you can still upload videos to YouTube so that they get eyeballs on them from other people who are searching. Like maybe it could be a secondary lead generator for you, right? Or you just are building up a library of content that maybe one day you want to focus on optimizing and monetizing. So it's always a great idea to put videos on YouTube.
Okay, so these are some really great ideas, but for me, and I know I want this for you as a listener too, how do we monetize this effort of putting video on YouTube or maybe your channels in general?
Yeah. So, I mean, list building will monetize itself, you know, when you're selling the next thing sure. and you're engaging your audience and you're sending them over to your freebie that is hopefully related to the video content that you're putting out there. So that'll monetize itself. You can also play around, like if you're willing to invest some money, you can play around with YouTube ads. You can find people who have very related content that might not overlap. So if you're a business coach, maybe put some ads on a copywriter's YouTube channel, and then that will drive traffic to you. So there's lots of different ways to play around with ads. You want to make sure you have a really compelling video to put there as the YouTube ad. But you can also use like affiliate links. You know, if you're talking about something and there's an opportunity to share a program or a course or a product that you use a lot and get some affiliate money off of it, that's a win-win-win all day. So I love doing some affiliate promotions as long as you like use the product and you love it and you totally believe in it. Those are great ways. That's another great way to monetize your channel.
Okay. Those are some really good ideas. And I love the affiliate one because, or you could turn it into a sponsorship, I guess, right? You know, have people pay for you to sponsor their product or service.
Absolutely. As long as it's within your your brand and you're not like, and you're like super authentic about it and you're really honest about it. I think that's such a great way to go. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think you have to be in full disclosure. This is a sponsored ad kind of thing.
Yeah, totally.
I want to just take a step back for a second and I want to like bring together how important the video itself is, because this is one of your specialty areas, right? And I'm just, you know, I'm imagining the questions that might come up for someone listening. They're thinking, oh, this is a great strategy. And then they get ready to do a video and they think, oh my God, what am I supposed to do? What, do I have to have it look professional? Can it be casual? And this is your wheelhouse, right? You know, you're all about the video and how to create really awesome video. So maybe we could just take a step aside and talk a little bit about what kind of videos do people need to be making to get great traction on YouTube?
Yeah, I am all about creating videos with whatever you have. So that doesn't mean you have to buy like all this equipment or rent out this really fancy studio. You can really use even your phone to create great videos. So the key is having great lighting. That's very important. And what I do is I just use natural light. I use the sun and I stand in front of my window and have the sun shine right on my face and I record my video from there. So if you don't have that option, I recommend getting a ring light. The ring lights that I'm sure you've seen them like sometimes in makeup stores or something. It's basically just a ring of light and it's great for giving you like this nice smooth glow in your videos and it makes everybody look amazing. It's like hashtag immediate filter. So that's a really great option if you don't have any natural light. Secondly, get something to record your audio well. The audio is very important because people are more willing to forgive bad video than they will bad audio. If you have poor audio, they're just going to click off. They're not going to want to listen. It's like, you know, nails on a chalkboard. You don't want any of that. So the real bulk of your investment should be in the audio. So as long as people can kind of see your face and they can hear you well, then you're good to go. The real key is consistency. So if you are really dedicated to growing your YouTube channel, to building an audience on YouTube, and then to getting leads from YouTube, I highly recommend you release a video every week, if not more. And there's lots of different ways to, you know, you can hold yourself accountable for this with like a video buddy, batch your video content. That's always highly recommended just to like save you so much time. Hire an editor if editing is something that keeps you stuck or if it's something that you're just like, you don't have the time to learn. Hire an editor, like invest a little bit of money into the important pieces rather than getting like a really fancy camera, because that's not necessary to create really great content. And then the last thing I'll say is that it's not necessarily like how professional it is. It's really about the value you're delivering. If there's one thing that you should be taking away from this podcast today, it's that you should be just infusing all of your videos with tremendous value, because this is the free content, right? This is the stuff that people are going to see. And if you give them everything you've got here, the paid content is going to be a no-brainer. They're going to be like, amen, yes, I will pay for whatever you're selling, because everything you give out for free is so good. And the paid stuff must be 10 times better.
Well said. Well said. And I love the four tips. And as you're listening in, if you're like, okay, well, what audio mic and what lighting ring? What is she talking about? We will pull together these resources and link them in the show notes. So if you're just getting started with this, you can just kind of click, click, click and get started right away. Just make it easy on you.
Yeah. I actually have a resource guide that I can link you guys
even
to.
Even better. Okay, shoot the link. We will hook it up because you've got some amazing resources. So I love that. And we will share it here in a minute too. But before we get into that, I just want to recap. Lighting, quality audio, consistency, and massive value. I wanted to recap that because sometimes we make things so big in our minds, we don't actually get off the ground. It's that simple. Get some good lighting, get a good audio, do it consistently and deliver value. And if you know your stuff, that's going to be easy. And I'm glad you're not talking about like, oh, you got to get your hair and makeup done and you got to go into the studio and record all this fancy video. It's not that hard. You can record video on Zoom. You can record video on your phone. There's a lot of, if you've got a Mac, there's free movie creators there. We have so much technology available to us today. You can do so much of it right from your computer. Don't let anything get in the way. Just start doing it. And I love your tip earlier, Paige, of just pick one thing and get it up and start optimizing it.
Yep. Yep, totally. Just start there. You know, it doesn't have to be this whole big, I have to plan out my strategy and make my content calendar and like have everything planned out until 2025. No, start with one thing and then you'll see how it resonates with your audience. Because once you start making like passion-filled content, your audience is going to find you. You won't need to find them.
Nice. I love it. Okay. So you've actually got a couple resources then. You've got your resources list and you've got your branding guide of how to brand your channel so that it pops and attracts people. Do you want to just say really quickly what they are and where they are? And then we'll also link those up in the show notes for everybody.
Yeah, totally. So you can go to my website, which is pagemedia.com/branding/guide, and you can find the branding guide right there.
Make sure you get both. Even if you don't know you need it right now, make sure you get both, because first of all, if you're going to do a YouTube channel, you want to get the branding tips in this guide, because when you're getting started, again, you want to get rid of any confusion or not sure what to do and just follow the steps so that you can quickly get up and running. And then of course, Paige, so grateful for the resource guide, just so you can kind of go pull those resources together. But remember, don't make it hard. Just get into action. Just get going. Hey, if you hate it later, you can always delete it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. You can always delete it. And that's the thing. That's what I really like about live video. And right now, like Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn is soon going to be doing live video. Maybe by the time this is out, live video will be available on LinkedIn. And so the barrier to entry is so much lower for live video because you really just need your webcam, you know, and then like really amazing value again. Great talking points, a way to engage the audience that is watching and will be watching in the future. So, you know, if you don't want to start so big and with editing and, you know, bringing all of those elements in, start with live video and see how that works and see what you like about that. Just get into video. Just dip your feet in however feels most comfortable to you.
Yes, it's all about ease. I love it.
So true.
And I got to say, so I've been using YouTube for close to 15 years, maybe. It's been around a long time. So really in the very beginning, my marketing team at the time set up a bunch of stuff on YouTube. I still get people tracking me down from those YouTube videos.
Yeah.
So it is very powerful way to attract your ideal clients, to start building your list. And the nice thing is like, it is the community. It's like, it's so big and there's so much searching going on. People are looking for stuff actively on YouTube. It's a great place to start if you've got nothing.
Yep.
So Paige, last tips. I like to ask my clients just to kind of go back to the human side of business for a minute. What's the boldest thing you've had to do to get where you are today?
The boldest thing I've had to do. Well, you know, I, about a year ago, I totally like dissolved the production company that I had built because it just wasn't bringing me joy anymore. And it was so heavy. And I felt like I wasn't serving my purpose. It wasn't serving me. And because of it, I couldn't serve my purpose. So I disintegrated that company. Like firing people is very hard. And it wasn't like you're fired, get out. It was like, I love you and I want to still give you work. And how can we make this work? So that was super hard. And then I moved across country, like, I don't know, a week later. I moved from New York to Los Angeles a week later because I knew that I needed a place that felt more me and felt that I felt like I could connect to more in order to connect to my true purpose.
That's a pretty bold move.
Literally bold move.
Well, I like to ask people what about that, because I think sometimes we forget that it is accumulation of bold moves and big, bold goals that actually propels us and amplifies us the fastest. And it's so easy to get into our own heads and start playing small. So thank you for sharing, like, that you had to be willing to tear down something that you worked so hard to build to make room for something that was actually more you, more exciting, and more powerful, and is propelling you even faster and scalable.
Totally, totally. Like this move, this is when I started really like investing my time into my YouTube channel and seeing growth. You know, it's like I wasn't able to put time into my own presence, my own video presence until I made that change. And it was so worth it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us. I love these YouTube tips. I love YouTube. I'm actually really excited to implement some of the ones you shared today and take things up even another notch. And I hope you guys will grab Paige's really awesome resources, totally free and massively valuable. And go check out her YouTube channel. We'll make sure it's linked up here, and mine while you're at it, by the way. So we'll link those up as well and make sure you start checking out YouTube and finding ways to turn YouTube into your best list building and client attraction tools. Thanks, Paige.
Thank you so much, Melanie. This was a blast.
This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at AmplifyYourSuccessPodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.